إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل دلالة في النار ثم أما بعد. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we have a deen, the deen of Islam, that is a practical religion. It is a religion that is not too far to the right, and it is not too far to the left. It is a religion or a way of life, a deen, on the millah of Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, and the millah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the final messenger and prophet to all humanity, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in his noble book. This deen of Islam is so practical that it doesn't leave out anything for the human being. Included in the deen of Islam is recreation, leisure time, and sport. And this deen doesn't require from its adherents to be angels, nor does it require for the human being to be robotic, a robot, or even as an animal just grazing in the grass, wanting to always feed its belly and always have leisure time and playing and the such. In this deen of Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it halal for the Muslim to choose any type of recreation or sport that is not haram. And the area for haram is very small, contrary to the popular belief of the kuffar and some weak-minded, ignorant, and I say not in negative terms, ignorant Muslims, meaning Muslims who are not aware of the deen of Islam. Many of them, the kuffar and ignorant Muslims, believe that Islam is a you can't do this, you can't do that religion. That it is a religion or a way of life that puts a straitjacket and handcuffs on an individual. And that you can't have recreation, relaxation, sport, or play. In fact, Islam is not only a deen that allows recreation and sport and play, but it encourages it, especially those things in speech and in action that allows the person to build up their minds, strengthen their intellect, and build up their bodies at the same time. Even as far as joking, as long as the joke or the speech is not reprehensible, is not abhorred by Islam, i.e. the Quran and the authenticated Sunnah of our beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, nor the way of the Salaf, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'een. And we find the companions trying their best to stay away from those things which were haram in the quote-unquote things of ibadah and also quote-unquote things of recreation and sport. We find them trying to stay far away from those things that would lead them off of the path of a siratul mustaqim. We have a very beautiful hadith collected by Imam Muslim where the narrator of the hadith himself, Hanzala al-Usaydi radiallahu anhu, who was the kattab of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the scribe, one of the scribes, the kattab of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He went to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu as-siddiq and he said to him, I am a hypocrite, munafiq. He was worried about himself. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, why are you saying this? He said, because when we are with our families, we play and we have sport and recreation. And when we're with the Messenger of Allah, we hear about the Nar and the Jannah, and we reflect on the Zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when we're with our families, we play and we joke. And we forget a lot. Nasina kathira. We forget a lot of things that we heard from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he was advised from his nafs to go to the Messenger of Allah after being advised by Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. So he went to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he repeated what he repeated to Abu Bakr. O Messenger of Allah, I'm a munafiq, to show you how afraid they were. I'm a hypocrite. He said, what makes you say that? He said, because when we're with you, you remind us of An-Nar and Al-Jannah and the Zikr of Allah. But when we're with our families, we start with the sport and the play with our children, etc., with our wives. Racing, playing, whatever. As the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam used to do with his wife Aisha. And we know from the authentic hadith of our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that when he married Aisha and she was a very young age, he used to race with her. He used to race, which is a revival of the sunnah. That's something we should do with our families. We should play with our families, our wives and our children. Anyway, he used to race with Aisha radiallahu anha, our mother, and he used to let her, at least one time, at least we know from the hadith, beat him, so she thought, beat him in the race. And then when she got a little bit older, he raced her again, and he beat her, and he said, that was for the time when you beat me. So Hanzala was afraid for his soul. He went to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and said, when we're with you, you mention these things about An-Nar and Al-Jannah, and you remind us of the remembrance of Allah, Zikrullah. But when we're with our families, we do this and we do that, playing with them, having fun with them, etc. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ إِنَّكُمْ لَوْ تَسْتَدُمُونَ عَلَى مَا تَكُونُونَ عِنْدِي وَفِي الذِّكْرِ لَصَافَتْحُكُمْ الْمَلَائِكَ عَلَى فُرُوشِكُمْ فِي طُرِقِكُمْ وَفِي طُرُقِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ يَا حَنْظَلَ سَاعَةً سَاعَةً. The Messenger of Allah عليه الصلاة والسلام said, لَصَافَحَتْكُمْ الْمَلَائِكَ عَلَى فُرُوشِكُمْ وَفِي طُرُقِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ يَا حَنْظَلَ سَاعَةً سَاعَةً. By him in whose hand is my soul, if you were to continue at that some level at which you were with me, and the Zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the angels would shake hands with you when you are resting and walking about. But O Hanzala, there's a time for this and there's a time for that. There's a time for this and there's a time for that. In other words, brothers and sisters in Islam, we shouldn't always spend our time in reading Quran. We shouldn't always spend our time in reading hadith. We should spend some time in recreation with our children and with our families. As long as the recreation, the speech, and that time that's being spent is in the guidelines and within the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has laid down. But unfortunately, brothers and sisters in Islam, and this may seem like this khutbah is making a right or a left turn depending on which car you're driving, this khutbah is not on recreation or on speech and leisure time, but rather it is about the individuals among the Muslims who mock in their spare time or otherwise the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those individuals learnt the laity and or the laymen who have joined the mustashriqun, the orientalists, and the kuffar by mocking, ridiculing, scorning, scoffing, laughing at, or jeering at the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We have an incident while on a trip. Not a trip, a ghazwa for Tabuk, for the war of Tabuk, the campaign of Tabuk, where one of the munafiqun, la'anatullahi ala al-kafirin wal-munafiqin, may Allah curse the kuffar and the munafiqun, the hypocrites. One of them said, ma ra'ayna mithla qur'a'ina ha'ulai awghaba butunan. I have not seen the likes of individuals like these, whose stomachs are more fat, talking about Allah's messenger and the Sahaba, radiallahu anhum, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَا أَكْذَبَ أَلْسِنًا No more lying with their tongues. وَلَا أَجْبَنَا عِنْدَ الْلِقَاءِ Nor those who are more cowardly when they meet the enemy. This is what this munafiq, kafir, posing as a Muslim, among the companions of the Messenger of Allah, the audacity, the unmitigated gall, to say in front of Sahaba, radiallahu anhum ajma'een, this is what he was saying about them, the companions, and more importantly, the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The companions of the Messenger of Allah took this to the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wa salam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, وَلَئِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ لَيَقُولُنَّ إِنَّمَا كُنَّا نَخُوضُ وَنَلْعَبُ If you were to ask them, O Messenger of Allah, and your companions, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would surely say, إِنَّمَا كُنَّا نَخُوضُ وَنَلْعَبُ We were only joking. We were only having some fun while we were on the road. Little pastime, you know, kicking it around while we're traveling. This is all we're doing. A few jokes here and there. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to His Messenger, قُلْ أَبِاللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ وَرَسُولِهِ كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَهْزِئُونَ Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is it Allah and His verses and His Messenger that you mock? Is it Allah and His signs, His revelations, His miracles, and His Messenger you make fun at? لَا تَعْتَذِرُوا لَا تَعْتَذِرُوا Make no excuses. No, this is not a joke. It's not passing time. It's not conversation on the road. You have now committed kufr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, after your iman, you have committed kufr. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us in this authentic narration, based on this ayah of Quran, that anyone, brothers and sisters, that mocks anything of Islam, as an Islamic issue specifically, whether it is from the Quran, or whether it is from the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, or something that the Sahaba understood or practiced, they have left Islam. They are now a kafir. You have left Islam, and the only way you can come back is to make repentance by saying what allows a kafir to come into Islam, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. And then you will be admitted, if Allah wills, into the fold of Islam once again. Some of the scholars of Islam say that this statement from this kafir, mushrik, who is faking Islam, the statement, لا تعتذروا قد كفرتم بعد إيمانكم, when Allah says, make no excuse, you have disbelieved after belief, they say that, in other words, do not become preoccupied with your lying excuses. They say that this verse, brothers and sisters in Islam, is a proof that joking and the joking person, the plain person, and the serious individual regarding the outward statement of kufr. We're not talking about what's in the chest of the individual. Just the outward statement, the mere statement of an individual, whether they're joking or serious, is kufr. Is tantamount to kufr, and that they are equal. And that the mocking, ridiculing, laughing, or jeering at of any one of the ayats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or one, not thousands, not tens of thousands, not millions of which exist, but one hadith authentically transmitted from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether the person was serious or joking, is kufr. That person has emitted himself out of Islam faster than the fastest 9mm bullet out of a gun. And the only way they can return to Islam is to make the kalimatul tayyiba, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Al-Razi rahimahullah said about this ayah that mocking indicates disdain. It indicates scorn. It indicates contempt, frivolity, and unimportance to the deen of Islam. And that the main pillar of Iman, Al-Umdatul Kubra, the main chief pillar of Iman, is the ta'zeem of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is to show glorification and magnification of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the two qualities cannot be joined at the same time. In other words, to have contempt or disdain and importance at the same time in a person's heart. As Imam Ibn Hazm, rahimahullah, said in one of his books, كل ما فيه كفر بالباري تعالى واستخفاف به أو نبي من أنبيائه أو بملك من ملائكته أو بآية من آياته عز وجل فلا يحل سماعه ولا النطق به ولا يحل الجلوس حيث يلفظ به. He said that every single thing of this type is a kufr of the originator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is showing unimportance of Allah and his ayat and his messenger and his deen. Whether it is one prophet from among the prophets, as the people do showing Jesus on TV and in movies, or Moses, or Noah getting drunk. One prophet from the prophets of Allah. One angel as the Yahudi, la'anatullahi ala al-kafirin. When they curse Jibreel and accept Mikael, just one angel from among the angels of Allah, or one ayah from one of the books of, from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing that these individuals have committed kufr. And Imam Ibn Hazm, rahimahullah, said, فَلَا يَحِلُّ سَمَاعُهُ وَلَنْ نَطْقُ بِهِ وَلَا يَحِلُّ الْجُلُوسَ حَيْثُ يُلْفَظُ بِهِ. He said it is not permissible to listen to them. It's not permissible to even listen to one statement that they make. And it's not permissible to sit with them wherever they may be when these types of things are being pronounced. This is the way the people of the past viewed people who mock Islam, brothers and sisters. And it would be unthinkable, but unfortunately it exists, that a Muslim would mock or ridicule anything of Islam, from the Book of Allah, from the authenticated Sunnah, or anything that the Sahaba or the two succeeding generations after them performed and understood. And to this, as another proof that only Tawbah can bring that person back, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِن نَعَفُ عَنْ طَائِبَةٍ مِّنْكُمْ نُعَذِّبْ طَائِبَةٌ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا مُجْرِمِينَ. If we pardon some of you, we will punish others among you because they were criminals. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explaining to us, brothers and sisters in Islam, that if a person does this, they have been expelled from Islam for the mere statement, for the mere utterance, joking or serious. الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brothers and sisters in Islam, in other places in the Quran, He says about people who mock, وَقَدْ نَزَّلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الْكِتَابِ أَنْ إِذَا سَمِعْتُمْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ يُكْفَرُ بِهَا وَيُسْتَهْزَأُ بِهَا. And it has already been revealed to you, the Muslimun, in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when you hear the verses of Allah being denied and mocked, then do not sit with them. Until when, brothers and sisters? حَتَّى فَلَا تَقْعَدُوا مَعَهُمْ حَتَّى يَخُوضُوا فِي حَدِيثٍ غَيْرِهِ إِنَّكُمْ إِذَا مِثْلَهُمْ إِنَّكُمْ إِذَا مِثْلَهُمْ. Do not sit with them until they change their talk. Because certainly in that case, you will be just like them. You will be just like them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us some solace, brothers and sisters. Those individuals from among the kuffar, and unfortunately those individuals among the Muslims in specific, Allah gives us a general statement about people who mock. And this mockery, brothers and sisters in Islam, is just not mocking the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nor the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, but it is also mocking those individuals who are trying to be adherents to the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah. The adherence to the Messenger of Allah's Sunnah, and those individuals who do this, if a person mocks them because of that Sunnah, then they are included in this ayah. But as the scholars of Islam, alhamdulillah, have told us, if they're mocking the individual but they're not mocking the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, this is not considered kufr, but at least the person should stay far away from it, because shaitan can lead them into the major kufr of denying Allah's ayat and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah. Allah says, وَإِذَا رَأَوْهُمْ قَالُوا إِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ لَالضَّالُونَ. And when they saw them, they said, they have gone astray. This is in regard to those individuals who are the Mujrimun, that when they see the believers going by, يَتَغَامَزُونَ. They wink, they laugh, they joke when they see the believers going by. I'd like to now cite some examples, brothers and sisters, of individuals who make fun from among the Muslims. Some examples of those things that they make fun of the Sunnah. An example, when they see the sisters in Islam, Muslims we're talking about, wearing their hijab, they say, look at them with those rags on their heads. When they see them covering their faces, as many of the Sahabiyat, the female companions of the Messenger of Allah, many of them, which is a highly recommended, very close to obligatory act, used to do. They look at them from among the Muslimun, and they say, look at them with the face veil. They look like ninjas. Look at them with those big black tents on top of their heads. Look like moving tents. Brothers and sisters, these are statements of kufr. And if the person doesn't repent, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows where they will be after the grave. Individuals who add to this, to the ridicule, by trying to mislead the Muslims, by saying that because of the hijab of the woman, some of the Muslim women or many of the Muslim women's children are born with rickets because of the lack of sunlight being blocked off from the hijab. Waliyadu billah. It's unthinkable that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reveal an obligatory act on the Muslim woman that will cause them some harm to their children or themselves. But this is what the people are saying today, and some Muslims, in their ridiculing and scorning this sunnah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a wajib form, in an obligatory form, some Muslims have partaken and joined the kuffar and ridiculing the hijab and the niqab and the burqa and the overgarment of the Muslim woman. Some Muslims have joined the kuffar by laughing at the brother or sister who wants to use the henna on their beard or on their hair and their head. As the Messenger of Allah instructed us? No. As he ordered us to do. To be different from the kuffar. That when their hair turns gray, that you put the henna on it. So you can oppose the mushrikun and the yahood who don't do this. And you have a nerve to say to that person behind their back, that look at them with these fire-colored beards. Their beards are glowing in the dark. You are ridiculing the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of His Messenger. قُلْ أَبِاللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ وَرَسُولِهِ كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. Say, O Muhammad, say, O believers, you should all say, is it Allah and His verses and His Messenger that you make mockery with? لَا تَعْتَذِرُوا فَقَدْ كَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدِ إِيمَانِكُمْ. Because you have disbelieved, there's no excuse for you. Some of the Muslims have the audacity to laugh at a brother, calling him a Jethro, calling him a hillbilly, because he's trying to follow the sunnah, not the sunnah, the order from Allah and His Messenger to raise those pants up above the ankles, and to raise those styles up above the ankles, because everything that's beneath the ankles is in the hellfire. And this is not just because of pride. This is a general statement from Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you have the nerve to laugh at the Messenger of Allah's sunnah when He orders you, brothers, to raise those things above the ankles, and you laugh. Look at them. أَقُلْ أَبِاللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ وَرَسُولِهِ كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. Say, is it Allah and His verses and His Messenger that you make mockery with? وَلَيَعْذُ بِاللَّهِ. So brothers and sisters in Islam, we should try our best to stay far away from these things. Stay far away from the people who make these statements, laughing at the brothers who have their thighs up above their ankles and you can see their legs, calling them, as I've heard with my own ears, look at those latent homosexuals up there in the Islamic Center of East Bunch. Because the brothers want to follow the order of the Messenger of Allah. Look at those latent homosexuals. Are you saying the Messenger of Allah was a latent homosexual? Because he and his Sahaba, radiallahu anhum ajma'een, used to wear their thighs above their ankles and their legs could be seen. So what are you saying? You are scoffing, you are jeering at and ridiculing the Messenger of Allah after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Sahaba, radiallahu anhum ajma'een. Laughing at how we perform the funerals, when the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam said, rush, hurry to bury your dead. Don't delay it, rush to bury your dead. Because if they were good, you are hurrying them to their reward, and if they were evil, you're getting them off your shoulders and your necks. How can you have the audacity to laugh and scorn the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the order of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when a person performs the funeral in 4 or 5 minutes? When you are following the sunnah of the Jews and the Christians making a eulogy, and you have no right, you have no sultan to make a eulogy at a funeral when Allah and His Messenger didn't ordain you to do it. But this is da'wah. The da'wah is to follow the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah and let them come far, see what we're doing based on the sunnah, and then follow the sunnah after that, and to follow Islam after that. You don't delay the funeral. You follow Allah's orders and the Messenger of Allah's orders, and you do it as quickly as you can, because the person that has the most right is the dead. Not the family, whether Muslim or Catholic. And you ridicule people who want to hurry that person to their reward. We ask Allah, brothers and sisters, to keep us away from these Muslims who do this until they change their conversation. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us far, far away from any of these fools who would laugh at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book and laugh at the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah and laugh at the Sahaba, the best of individuals. Stay far away from these people, brothers and sisters, even if they're your mother, your father, your sisters, your brothers, your uncles, your aunts, I don't care who they are. Stay away from them until they change their conversation. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة